Warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city didn't save
me. What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm not a cop anymore.
My name is Barry Allen, and I'm the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You're listening to DC on CW Arrow Edition on Rayman Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile. Download that Rayman Digital app. It's available on iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rayman Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher by searching DC on CW. Once you get to those sites, leave us a review. It helps the show out. We appreciate it. I know I sound like a broken record, but it really does help the show. All right. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
We got the Dream Team in here today. We're going to be talking about...
The Peen Team.
The Dream Team of the Peen Teams. We will be breaking down and discussing Arrow Season 6, Episode 7, this incredibly original name for an episode, Thanksgiving.
Unfortunately, shown on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, let's talk about that real quick. Shown on Thanksgiving... And
against football.
Okay.
And pineapps.
Pineapps and food comas.
Drunken uncles.
Drunken uncles, food comas, you know, turkey.
Lowest rated show they've ever had.
Well, I wonder why.
Under 1 million people watched it live.
It's stupid, dude. Like, that was incredibly just dumb for them to do that.
Plus, we like the break.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, dude. Like, I need that week break.
Yeah, it's usually something we look forward to. It's like Thanksgiving. Then it's like, all right, we only got 2 weeks left and we're done.
Huzzah!
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
We're working Thanksgiving? This
JK,
is close.
JK, we're still working. JK. And it's like, oh, man. It's like, it sucked. it really did. I have no other words for it. It sucked.
No, it did. It was definitely a disappointing, not episode, but a day.
No, the episode was great. I liked the episode. I just felt like it was really a bad choice to do Thanksgiving, do that week. It just, it doesn't make any sense. So I don't know, man. I think they were probably trying something different to see if it, like, you know, people were like, oh, let's watch on Thanksgiving, but obviously it failed. So they won't do that next year. I'll bet you money.
All right.
You know, unfortunately, guys. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, we don't have no news. So
no news on Thanksgiving.
No news. I mean, there ain't much to cover.
Might as well get right into the show.
Yeah, let's go right into it. I'm going to do a quick little live read here, though. Guys, did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right. Besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. Dude, it is easy as hell. The premium service includes video content plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek From the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural The Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/RainmanDigital and sign up today, guys.
Ask for Christmas.
It's a Christmas present. Yeah. And then, like, you know, we get to a certain number and Bobby and I will get a Christmas present where we get a wrestling show. So guys, please head over to patreon.com/RainmanDigital and help us out.
Help us help you.
Ron Burgundy? Anyways.
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? Anyways, guys, head on over. Help us out. We appreciate it. All right. Now we're going to talk about Arrow Season 6, Episode 7, Thanksgiving, directed by Gordon Verhall.
So he just stroked out.
Well, I don't think this guy's directed an episode.
No. Okay, but you just sounded like you're trying to start a car that was struggling.
Gordon Verhall. And this one was written by Wendy Miracle and Speedweed. Oh, those are easy. So yeah, let's just start right off the bat here. And Oliver gets arrested. Dude. Okay. That was probably one of the most demoralizing things you could possibly do to Oliver.
It's such a kick in the nuts for a public figure to get arrested the way he did.
Well, right in the middle of doing something that's incredibly awesome, right? Like helping
thank you. Yeah, thank you for the canned foods.
Yeah, thank you for the canned foods. Here's some food for, you know, the homeless people. And I'm getting arrested. Son of a bitch.
As I'm opening my new police force for the first time.
Yeah, like, dude, that was rough, man. I feel like, I mean, obviously, I know why they did it is to make, I don't even know the agent's name, Agent Watson?
Yeah.
Okay. They made it to basically seem like, you know, to do that so we hate her. We don't like her anymore. And it's like, look, dude, I already hate the character. I don't need her to be a bitch.
We don't really like the story.
No, it makes no sense. It honestly makes no sense. I think they're trying to turn up the heat here just so it feels like there's some kind of like
outside pressure.
Yeah, outside pressure or consequences, you know, finally. But at the end of the day, dude, like it was just that was low ball. That was low blow, dude. She could have done that any other place.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely it was a publicity thing.
Well, was it worse that it was in like publicity or in front of his son? Because I feel like this in front of his son was made it even that much more worse.
He should have just green arrowed her.
Just killed her right there.
Yeah.
Just fucking put an arrow in her heart.
No, just like snap her neck or something.
Oh,
you,
wow.
You will not just do this in front of my son.
And just kill her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It was the green arrow. Oh, wait. I don't know, man. I just feel like I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this Agent Watson character like this no fucks given kind of like, you know, character that we feel like is a threat.
She's got to have some kind of weird tie. It's
got
to come out.
Yeah, there's got. Yeah, she can't just be doing this because she's in the FBI. There's got to be something that they're doing, you know, to keep her in the know. Or maybe, you know, maybe she is linked to Kate and James. Who knows?
Yeah, like just another pawn in the game.
Yeah, which wouldn't surprise me.
No.
All right. One thing I thought was really irresponsible and ridiculous is that Felicity decided to take her startup money for Curtis and her company and bail out Ollie. It was $1 million, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's fucking ridiculous. Hey, look, Ollie, have fun in jail for a couple days, okay? Like, I'm not spending a mil to get you out.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. I like, that was probably one of the dumbest things I've seen in a while. He'll be fine. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with him. He'll just kick their ass. Like, dude, like it always reminds me, dude, like of the scene like in the Punisher where he gets like our Daredevil where he gets stuck in the fucking prison and he just kills all those dudes.
Yeah.
Like, or even Rorschach. It's like, you're not stuck in here. I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me. Like, that's what it would have been with Oliver went to like population or whatever in jail.
Yeah, there's no gen pop for a mayor.
Not only that, no gen pop, but even if he did get put in gen pop, he'd just whoop everyone's ass. Like, I don't think he's going to have a problem. You know what I mean? But I just $1 million and to not even talk, you know, let's even go one further and not even tell Mr. Terrific, not even tell Curtis that, hey, by the way, I took our money. Like, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah. But was it any worse than like when we find out later on that Curtis is using their experimental tech?
No, I mean, that's pretty much the same low blow, like low blow for both of them. They kind of did the same thing.
It's not a good start.
No. But the thing is, like, here's the thing. And I think one of the things we have to remember is that Curtis and Felicity are both trying to do the right thing. You know, so it's understandable. It's not smart by any means, wasting $1 million to put him in bail or Curtis using the tech on Diggle.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them for trying to do the right thing. Is it stupid that they didn't tell each other? Absolutely. And how many times do we talk about, you know, keeping secrets and all that bullshit on this show?
Secrets don't make friends.
Yeah, secrets never make friends. They make you an asshole. And so, yeah, that one was a little weird. And I had a little – I didn't have a problem with what they were doing with it. But I always have a problem with the characters not
– the lack of communication.
Yeah, there's no communication. I'm like, guys, you guys are superheroes, okay? And at the end of the day, can't you guys just fucking talk to each other? Like, it's a 20-second phone call. Hey,
or a text.
Yeah, hey, Felicity, I'm going to use our prototype on Diggle to help him. And then that's it. Or, you know, Felicity calling, hey, we need to get Oliver out. Can I use this money? It's not like we're not going to get money again. Like, come on.
Well, that and you get it back when he's innocent.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. And that's the thing, dude. I mean, I want to know what where they're going with this company, though, you know, because they have that huge argument about it. Like, what are they really doing with this company? What is it going to be? You know what I mean? Like, I want to know.
Well, they talked about they want to fix people like Felicity. They want to make Cyborg.
They want to make Cyborg.
They're looking for a mother box.
There's a boom tube just opens up. They're like, all right, man. All right, cool. So I guess we're making Cyborg now.
That'd be one of those things.
Dude, that would be amazing.
What are we going to do with our tech? Well, let's
make a cyborg human being.
This football guy got really hurt, and I think it can help him.
Dude, that would be amazing. They're like, you know what? The producers are like, you know what, man? Fuck it. You know what? They don't tell us. We can't do whatever we want, you know?
Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Yeah. We're going to do our own fucking Justice League. And you know what? They can suck it. Like, that's, dude, that would be hilarious. I'd laugh my ass off. They're not going to do it.
No.
But it'd be hilarious. That'd
be ballsy.
Oh, it'd be fucking super ballsy, dude. It'd be fantastic. Regardless, dude, this is not a good start for their company. It kind of shot them in the foot. But let's be honest, dude. Felicity's got connections. Terrific's got connections. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it will work out in the end. Now, the next thing I want to jump in and talk about is we've got Caden James and Black Siren, who have now become a team, I guess is the best way to describe it. And I mean, I couldn't think of anything else. Like, that's pretty much what they
are.
Is
it a team or is it a partnership?
I don't know.
I never know how these things work.
With Black Siren, because she's so kind of diabolical, like, who knows if she's going to turn her, you know.
Yeah, when is she going to be done with it?
Yeah. They're running around the city while Oliver gets arrested, and they're basically just trying to blow up everything. Is there any other simpler way to talk about it?
Well, that's what we think.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what we're told at the time.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, dude, okay, I got to say this, dude, and it's got to, Katie Cassidy's so much hotter as Black Siren.
I think she's having more fun with it.
Why is it that all the characters in the show, like in the Arrowverse, when they go like doppelganger bad, I'm just like, oh my God, you're so hot now. Like, it's so weird, dude. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And it's like, Caitlin, oh, hi, I'm Killer Frost.
Yeah.
Regular Caitlin, You know, like, I feel like I have a better chance, though, with regular Caitlyn, because she just falls on everyone's dick.
Oh, jeez.
But Black Siren, though, she'd probably rip your penis off.
Probably.
I would be okay with it. But, you know, we see them basically trying to blow up the world. And I mean, that's kind of like an MO for most bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, let's put some bombs everywhere, you know? Like, that's pretty bad guy 101-ish. One of the things that
Which was a weird thing for... what is supposed to be this master hacker. So it was like kind of like when they said like that's their intent. I'm like, it seems like he would have a better intent than that.
Well, you would think that a guy that's, you know, quote unquote, like you said, a master hacker would have a way better plan, dude. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, blowing up the world is kind of like C villain.
Yeah.
You know, which pains me to say because that was basically what Bane tried to do in Dark Knight Rises. But it's like, dude, that's just so C villain.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have like a way cooler plan? Like, you know, there's got to be some kind of connection and reason.
And I'm glad they kind of got away from that. You know, it was a bigger plan, but they don't know yet.
Yeah, they fleshed it out. And you know, obviously we know that Oliver killed Caden James' son. He basically says it. We don't know who his son was.
Yeah.
But he basically comes out and says that. When they did it throw you off when they were like, Billy Joel?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Like,
Billy Joel. And then he showed, I was like, nah, dude, they're not going to show Billy Joel. Like, he's not, that's too big of a name. Come on. And then Billy fucking Joel, they used concert footage. And I'm like, what the fuck? Billy Joel?
Yeah, concert footage.
It was straight up concert footage. I mean, they weren't just going to get Billy Joel, right? He wasn't just going to show up and be like, oh, thanks, Team Arrow, for saving me. Like, that would have been awesome, though.
This song is for
the Green Arrow. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, that would have been cool, though.
The regular Team Arrow shuffles through.
They show up on stage. They're just dancing around, singing backup.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. I thought that was a little weird. But obviously now Billy Joel is canon in the Arrowverse.
In
He's
DC.
There. He's DC. He's there. It's a thing. I did like how Caden James, you know, he had that kind of ulterior motive with the fake cops and the fake bomb and basically using that to get the Vigilante Act passed. That was pretty impressive.
Yes.
I kind of thought it at first, like, man, these these guys, A, we find out they're not cops, but I'm like, this just seems too convenient.
But of course, in the internet era, it doesn't matter. They were videotaped beating the shit out of cops.
But yeah, it does not matter, dude. Like,
judgment has been passed.
Yep. Everyone's got a cell phone. They can pull it out and do a, take a video, you know? And
everybody can shoot documentaries now.
Dude, I'm a documentarist. I can do it right now. I could document what we're doing if I really wanted to.
Eh.
It would be terrible. I'm not saying it would be good.
Yeah, nobody wants to see me with my shirt off.
Your shirt's off?
Don't worry about it. You can't see me.
I know. There's like 18 screens in front of you. but I think that was cool because at the end of the day, dude, you know, we just talked about kind of a dumb C-villain thing. And for him to actually have another ulterior motive made it okay. I was like, all right, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, because when it first came out, I'm like, this is way too cheesy.
It's too cheesy and been done before 150,000
times. Yeah, that's a villain of the week bullshit.
Yeah, so I think that was cool that he had that ulterior motive. And I think he has a bigger reason for the Vigilante Act passing. There's got to be something bigger to it.
Yeah.
You know, getting that to pass is one thing, but there's got to be a reason why he has an interest in that. So I think, you know.
It played out well.
It did. It did play out well, and I did like it for sure. USAopoly. That's the company behind your favorite top quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source I stroked out again, for authentic and hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. Brands include Game of Thrones, Rick and Morty, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, and hundreds of more. Be sure to check out their list of games by heading to USAopoly.com. That's USAOPOLY.com. All right. So let's talk about my favorite character, Diggle. And Diggle's been having a hard time this season, dude. Like, this
he's on the struggle bus for sure.
Dude, he is on the Diggle struggle bus. It's hard to watch, actually.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because
it's scary.
Well, it's scary because this is like a character we all love. Like, nobody on the network says, I fucking hate Diggle. Like, nobody.
No, because they'll get bitch slapped.
They will get hit.
Diggle slap.
come in backhanding people. We finally have David Ramsey on the show. And he just comes in backhanding everybody.
Who says shit?
Who said I wasn't good? Let me show you something. And he just backhands everybody. So anyways, yeah, I think that he's definitely on that struggle bus for sure. I think we kind of knew that Terrific's tech was going to fail though, right? I think we kind of saw that coming.
You figure it had to be something, you know, and it's like, I still don't understand whether it was the tech failing or drug withdrawal or a combination of both. Because they kind of threw it both out there, and I was just like, oh. I mean, because he really put the team at risk.
Yeah.
For really reals.
Well, I think with this one, too, like, you know, his tech fails, and he gets fucking whooped. Like,
yeah.
Blood pouring out of his mouth whooped. And it's like, you know, I just figured the tech was too easy. You know what I mean? Like, that was just too easy of a fix for that to just fix him. And especially, too, being experimental tech and all that. But, dude, he gets fucking his ass beat. I don't think we've seen someone get their ass beat that bad in a while.
No.
And to watch Diggle get his ass beat like that, that hurt.
Not since Diggle did Truve.
That's true. He did whoop her ass. Were you happy, though, that Diggle finally did talk to Ollie?
I was kind of relieved because it's a conversation that we've had on our show where it's just like, the whole thing is selfish.
Yeah. It was,
you know, for Oliver to put him in that situation, especially a man who's done so much for him over the years. And, you know, to kind of watch him go downhill and Oliver just be like, well, I'm going to go be a dad, save my city.
Yeah, like, and the thing is, like, and we talked about it before when he even asked. He didn't even fucking consider Diggle's family, dude. It was not even a fucking thought in his brain. It was just like, okay, I'm going to go be a dad. Have fun being the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Like, wow, dude. This guy's supposed to be basically your best friend, right?
And don't even ask.
And you don't even ask, like, is Lila cool with this?
Hey, Ryan, I'm just going to let you know you're producing all four shows from now on.
Oh, all right. Fuck. I don't know how to do that, but okay.
Like, don't worry. Just get behind this board and you'll be fine.
All right. Crash course.
It's just a couple buttons. Just keep clicking until it's done.
Yeah. Button, just click all the buttons over there.
All the buttons.
Well, at least, you know, you wouldn't get blamed for fucking shit up for other stuff, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might.
You probably still would get blamed.
Yeah. because it would be my fault that I left you in charge.
I just like that was it was is a bummer too, because it's like the Diggle and Oliver connection and like everything they've been through. You would think that Ollie would think about something like that. Like he wouldn't just gloss over the fact that, you know, his family wasn't even considered.
Yeah.
I will say this, dude, it's hard when they fight. Like it's hard to watch.
Yeah, like
it's emotional, dude.
Like a breakup.
It really is. And it like that sounds
it's like mom and dad fight.
Yeah, dude. And then you're just like, man, fuck, I don't want to see them at odds. Dude.
I don't know who I'm gonna spend Christmas with.
I don't know, man. You get two Christmases.
It's Thanksgiving.
At that point. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just watching I think because David Ramsey and Stephen Amell are such great actors that they put such emotion into that scene and it felt like they truly were fighting. And yeah. I was just like, oh man, dude, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see them mad at each other. That's not
kiss and make up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Kiss. All right. Now kiss each other and make up.
Do I lean left or do you lean left? Why do we both do Diggle voice?
I don't know. That's just neither of us went.
We're both Diggle.
Nobody was Oliver there. Oh God. You have failed this breakup. There. That was bad, was it?
Yeah, that was horrible.
The mic's in the back. Terrible. Yeah,
the peanut gallery in the back just yelled at us.
Yeah, it's whatever. It was bad. But it was, it did feel like a very, very emotional, like realistic dude fight. Like, you know, but I think at the end, like that, they did it right though, because it did feel like that emotional dude fight. But then it also ended like any other dude fight. Like, no joke, guys. Like, if Bobby and I get in a fight, it's very similar to that.
Ends in sex.
And then we end up having sex. Yeah, it's actually very hot. It's very sexual. No, like, it typically ends like that. Like, Bobby's disappointed. It's typically my fault. Let me be completely honest. Bobby's disappointed in me. And then we forgive each other and we apologize.
Then he comes in the studio with a blizzard and doesn't bring me one.
Oh, shit. Damn it. I was hoping that wasn't going to. Damn it. Son of a bitch. It was a cookie dough one, too. It was so good. But no, that's a typical dude fight. Like, that's a typical, like, okay, you know, I'm mad at you. I'm disappointed. You don't talk for a couple hours. And it's like, hey, bro, I'm sorry. You know, and then it's, I'm sorry. And then it's over with. Like, it never gets mentioned again.
Yeah.
Or we only time we mention it is when we want to make fun of ourselves.
Or if I'm trying to make you feel bad.
That typically happens too as well. Like, hey man, remember that time that you didn't consider me when we went to go eat something to eat? Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. When you went to Dairy Queen and brought the blizzard in the studio.
God damn it.
And I was sitting here working and then you're like, this blizzard's delicious. And I was all famished.
I don't remember saying that. Now he's adding stuff to the story, embellishing the story. That's bullshit. I don't know, man. I just think I'm glad that ended very quick, because I think seeing Oliver and Diggle at odds really is tough to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they nipped that in the butt real quick and actually gave us, you know, the typical dude bro ending to a fight. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Let's move past it. Let's, you know, we'll figure it out.
Well, that enclosure to something that's been bugging us for, what, 4 weeks? I think that's how long Diggle's kind of had the hood on for.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's just like, oh, this doesn't seem fair.
So yeah, I think it was smart of them to end it real quick like that.
Yeah,
I was okay with that. Typically, you know, I don't want quick resolves for big things, but this one definitely needed it.
Yeah, because again, it's been 4 weeks, and it was a question every week as Diggle's putting himself out there, and you're just like, why?
And I think, you know, too, like we kept wondering, like, okay, well, you know, does William think that, you know, he has to lie to William now because he has to put the hood back on? And like, look, dude, we know that the hood's going back on. Him anyways,
yeah,
you know, but this is
because the crossover promo,
because yeah, it's going back on him because you know, the crossover is coming up, guys. But the fact of the matter is you know, we know it's coming back regardless. Like, they're not going to end the season with Diggle in the hood. Like, it's not going to happen.
No,
it's going to be Ollie. But I liked how they said, you know, I like how Ollie was like, but you get the hood back when you're healed and ready to go. I will step in for now.
But how is he going to get healed? Because well, it's actually in my notes written, but I didn't put it in our type notes. They said he was going to be paralyzed because the nerve damage went to his back.
Yeah, the degeneration. Yeah. I think what's going to happen here is Curtis and Felicity are going to come up with something better.
And he's going to be Cyborg.
Yeah.
Diggle Cyborg.
Dude, I would be okay with that. He gets a mother box and it infuses with his body.
He's like, I don't need you anymore, Felicity. I'm way fucking smarter.
Yeah. Like, he just starts fucking getting in the aero computer.
just starts flashing like pog porn.
Jeez.
What's up, girls?
Jeez. Sup, ladies?
That's fat ass white girl for you guys that don't look at porn that much.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Anyways, does it show that I watch a lot of porn and I knew what that was immediately?
So did Mike at the back when he started laughing. I know who looks at porn in this network and not. Yeah. Did you say shit like that and people either look at you like you're retarded or they're like, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Know that.
No, I think he'll get healed. They're not going to leave him high and dry, dude. He's going to, Felicity and Mr. Terrific will fix him. I think. I hope.
With my magic legs.
Yeah. I got magic legs. Jenny, why don't you love me? He just becomes Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
This is the black Forrest Gump. He's Bubba. Gumbo shrimp, fried shrimp. Anyways, I do think that the Oliver lying to William is going to come back and bite him in the ass.
Oh, totally.
And the thing that I still can't get over is why William just hates the fact that he is a Green Arrow. Like, your dad's fucking a superhero. Like, what the fuck? Like, can you please get over that? I mean, can you honestly tell me that any kid found out their dad was a superhero that they would be upset about it? Like, who is going to be upset about that? Like, if HQ found out you were fucking the Atom, would she be upset?
No.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't.
But I didn't kill Harley's mom.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean,
but Oliver didn't directly kill her. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was. I don't know. Regardless, I just think that narrative
is technically Samantha's fault for just not cashing $10 million and disappearing.
And getting the coat hanger.
What? I don't know if that's
never mind. No, I just think that narrative is old and it's getting played out. And it's like, dude, your dad's a fucking superhero. Get over it. You know, I don't know.
Start training him.
Yeah,
make him Connor.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
You want to learn how to shoot?
Here's a bow. Let me show you how to shoot bow and arrow. That'd be cool, dude. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah,
take him to the lair. Yeah. You know, have him fucking shooting tennis balls. Be pretty cool. I'd be all right with that.
Shoot his eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. And let's talk about the last but not least. Thea just magically wakes up.
I hated this.
You didn't like it?
Not at all, because it was, dude, you talk about stereotypical, like, you know, prototypical, let's say, bullshit, like feel good holiday episodes. It's like, oh my gosh, it's Thanksgiving. You know what I would want more than anything if Thea would wake up? Oh, we've magically found these drugs that'll magically wake somebody up from a coma. Oh my God, we can share our pie together. I made you pie, aunt.
That's fucking stupid, dude.
Like, right? Like, when you say it out loud, you just
it's just like it didn't bother me at the time, but now that you just said it, it was like, okay, that's fucking
mind numbing. It's so just like, you know.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. I think.
It's weak.
It's weak is the right word.
She's only signed for so many episodes and they had to put her to sleep.
That's so dumb, dude.
And that's
what a stupid way to get rid of a character.
Yeah.
Like at least on Flash, like Wally disappeared. Like he went to another city, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking let her go back to Aruba or wherever she wanted to go that one time.
She could come hang out with me.
Yeah. She'd look topless and stand on beaches with thongs on.
I would be 100% okay with that. Just let it happen.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. Again, it was just.
It was weak.
It was weak.
That's the best way to describe it. It was weak. She's back, though. I mean, we'll see what they're going to do with her. They're not going to make her speedy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're awake now? Here, put it on the red hood now.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no, I've been in a coma for.
I would prefer not to do that.
6 months. Yeah. I don't even know if my legs work.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That was, I agree with you, though. That was incredibly weak. And I have no idea where they're going.
It was just so typical. Like,
yeah.
You know, every time an angel or a bell rings, an angel gets swings.
Oh, God. Terrible.
Oh, it's like, it's just like any Christmas, like sitcom. It's like, oh, it never stills. Oh my gosh, we're getting a white Christmas.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't give us that shit. We don't want that.
I mean, like, again, for what I believe to be somewhat of a strong, like, episode for, especially for
to end like
a
that.
Week. time, yeah. like period, as we said, showing Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, probably the dumbest move they've done.
Yeah.
But to end it like that, you're just like, I'm not even going to let it get to the stupid, like Greg Berlanti TV set thing at the end. I'm just going to turn this TV off now and go to sleep.
Yeah. I just think that I think they could have ended the episode without that and made her come back in the next episode and, or like, after the crossovers.
Yeah. There's no need for the Thanksgiving miracle.
Hell,
bullshit.
Dude, she could have came back in the she could come back in the crossovers.
Yeah.
And I would be okay with it. And it, but this is terrible. And it doesn't make
Horrible.
Any sense. Horrible. All right, guys. With that, let's do our final thoughts, Bob. I think we kind of covered it right there, but I think this episode was really solid. It was good. I mean, even for a shitty, you know, Thanksgiving episode on Thanksgiving. Showing it still was a good episode. Yeah. I think the, like you said, dude, the weak point is Thea coming back at the end. And
yeah, because they told a bunch of good stories and we kind of got progression and where the season was going and advancement in the characters. And then there was like, man, the bullshit feel good thing at the end. You're just like,
it just didn't make any sense. I mean, other than that, man, I think this was a really good episode.
Yeah.
And you know, I like that we're firing all cylinders heading into the crossover.
And then the midseason finale after that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, technically, if you take out the crossover week,
only have one episode.
We only have one episode till we go to break. So, yeah. I mean, and that's
been good though.
Yeah. So,
I mean, this first half of the season has been pretty solid. I mean, we'll see how the crossover is. I have a really funny feeling it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I bet you somebody dies.
Someone's got to die, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about
surprises. I mean, I bet you they go all out this year.
They have to go all out because last year was so, you know. So anyways, all right, guys, with that, that's going to do it for today's DC on CW Air Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rayman Digital app. And remember, you can follow us on all our social media so you can see all our cool stuff we post. Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and Instagram DC_on_CW. With that, guys, we'll see you for the crossover.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.